Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back. We have a great show planned for you today. We have one topic and one topic only, and that is we're going to be talking about HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, with a guy who really revolutionized its use amongst male HRT patients, and that's Dr. John Crisla. How you doing, John?
Great, Carl. It's always good to be with you.
Oh, yes, wonderful. And we actually got to hang out. Elisa and I were up in Michigan, and Dr. J and Carly drove down, and we hung out, and we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. And we met a 67-year-old guy at the restaurant that we ate at who looked like he was maybe in his 40s, and he does all the things that we talk about all the time.
Yeah, the restaurant's called Hercules. The guy actually looked like Hercules.
Yeah, that's what Dr. J said. He goes, that's Hercules. That was funny. So
he's my new hero.
And I want everybody to know something, that this discussion we're having today will also be accompanied with a free report that you'll get just by going to superhumanradio.net. You'll see a pop-up to get the Crisler HCG protocol paper, part two, or part due, as Dr. Crisler likes to say. You'll be able to get this for free. So just, you know, listen to the interview. We may not cover everything that you want to hear, but everything you want to be covered is in the paper that you can get at superhumanradio.net. So let's go back in time. HCG has been used as some sort of an adjunct therapy in male hormone replacement therapy for quite some time. What are the benefits of a man considering HCG? Because there's probably a lot of guys out there that are just getting testosterone shots, and that's all they're getting from their physician.
Well, historically, it's been used to maintain fertility. It's, in fact, the medical insurance companies try to call it a fertility drug and so exclude payment for it, even though guys do so much better on it while on testosterone replacement therapy. So, but the reason why most guys have started is because they don't like the sight of their testicles shrinking. When you suppress the hypothalamus pituitary testicular axis with testosterone replacement therapy, you're not producing luteinizing hormone any longer, and so there's nothing to stimulate the Leydig cells of the testicles, which produce testosterone, and so the testicles respond by shrinking. Even though the Leydig cells are only 20% of the mass of the testicles, sometimes they get quite small, and very few men enjoy the sight of their testicles shrinking. So that's what gets them on it. But the real benefit to using HCG, to my mind, is that these same luteinizing hormone receptors, which are on the testicles, are also spread all over the body. Now, they wouldn't be there if there wasn't a purpose for them. From the more peripheral centers of the brain, the emotional centers of the brain, which is why HCG, if used properly, usually brings an increased sense of well-being and even libido, which is why I advise my guys to take it in the morning, saying benefit from it all day long. Right into the cells, into the mitochondria that we spend so much time talking about with respect to our energy cycles, because there's a steroid androgen receptor called the STAR, which is responsible for transporting fuel from the outer to the inner membrane of the mitochondria so we can have these little power plants inside our cells running right. So LH runs basically the whole body. And when we suppress with testosterone replacement therapy now, they are starved for the luteinizing hormone they're used to getting. So if we offer the mimic of luteinizing hormone, which is HCG, we now stimulate the whole body. So this really brings a lot of balance back to the system. This is why we think our patients do better. And it's also why I like to administer HCG at the doses that I was made fun of for about 15 years ago, in somewhere in the 100 to 150, maybe 200 IU per day range, because then we're mimicking a somewhat natural level of the luteinizing hormone as it's mimicked. So basically we're trying to create a hormonal landscape in the body that's as normal to the body as possible, even after we've seized control of the HPTA with the testosterone replacement therapy.
Okay, so I have two questions, but I have to ask them one at a time, obviously, because they're very, very different questions. First of all, the testes produce more than just testosterone, right? Do they produce progesterone?
Yes, they produce.
Do they produce?
All the steroid hormones.
So they produce. So, is it fair to assume that if you shut down the signal to the Leydig cells, that by suppressing luteinizing hormone, that is it fair to assume that a lot of these other hormones that we don't attribute to being produced in the testes also start to drop off?
Oh, that's such an excellent question. Yes. All kinds of hormones come out of the testicles, but also the adrenal glands. So if you castrate a male, or for instance in dogs, when they castrate dogs, then the adrenal glands take over and produce lots more testosterone and try to make up for it. Mm. In females, the adrenal glands are the major producers of testosterone, but in men, and that's another reason why luteinizing hormone is so important, because I remember just coming out, just after medical school, looking at a paper from my endocrinology class, you know, where we were taught that testosterone causes heart attacks and prostate cancer. But we had the pathways on a sheet of paper for this steroidal genesis, and it showed that the cholesterol to pregnenolone conversion, which is the very beginning of all these hormones, the sex hormones, the glucocorticoids, which are the stress hormones, the mineral corticoids, which control our water table, and also CoQ10 and vitamin D and all sorts of stuff that we absolutely have to have. This conversion of cholesterol pregnenolone is the pinch point for all that to happen. Well, luteinizing hormone fosters that conversion through what's called the P450 side chain cleavage enzyme.
Right.
Also does ACTH, which makes more adrenal hormones, as you expect. The body is so intuitive in how it works, and that we expect that if the body needs more hormones, for instance, it needs more testosterone, it produces more luteinizing hormone, so it sponsors the conversion of cholesterol into pregnenolone to give it the bricks to build the testosterone and all these other hormones from. So when you give a luteinizing hormone, now you're feeding those pathways again. It really helps to balance out. You can get what's called a steal of your hormones from one pathway favoring another, because there just isn't enough pregnenolone to go around. And that's why in my backfilling the pathway strategy, I use my patients, which is to feed in as many components as possible along the way, try to establish a normal hormonal landscape as possible. Why we like to use HCG, we like to use pregnenolone. I use DHA in all the patients I can get to take it, and in order to try to normalize our hormones, ultimately to create a situation inside the body where we have seized control of testosterone and returned you to good, healthy levels and controlled estrogen, but also have all those pathways running normally, because we will never know all the little intermediary steps
right.
and what all these different intermediary hormones do.
And they're
so
important.
I'm just doing best I can to balance them.
They're important, or they wouldn't have been there. I mean, the idea that
exactly.
we ignore them is just kind of silly. But, okay, so there's a phenomenon that most men who are on HRT have experienced. And I said this to you the other night when we were together, and I said this could be the reason. There's a lot of guys out there who get on testosterone therapy. Could be gel. It could be pellet. It could be injectable. And after being on it for about a year, a couple of things happen. First of all, they just don't feel as good as they used to. I mean, they still feel better than before testosterone therapy, but they just don't feel as good as they did when they were on for like the first year. The second thing is, they start to experience some male pattern baldness that isn't necessarily, that definitely was brought on by the testosterone therapy. You know, receding hairline comes faster. And they have this. I have a specific question. Hold on. These two phenomenons that I'm talking about can be traced back to progesterone and 5-alpha-reductase and DHT. Is it the reason that they get that way because these other pathways have been suppressed and they're not producing these other hormones, so they're starting to see the effects of those other hormones not being present, and couldn't HCG be the solution for them?
Well, as my dear friend Dr. Ron Rothenberg says, we really owe favors in interventional endocrinology to the bodybuilders, because they take 10 times too much of something and kill themselves. And then we can figure out the correct dose and figure out how to use it to help people. the bodybuilders experience this. You know, after a month or so into a good cycle, as I used to use steroids, you know, that burned out edgy feeling you get about a month or 5 weeks into a good cycle with the accelerated time frame because of the accelerated doses they use. You feel the same thing in testosterone replacement therapy. Your question is amazingly insightful. After about a year or so, because these pathways aren't flowing the way they used to, things are just building up. You have things backing up. Pathways aren't flowing right. That's what the HCG is really good for. And again, sticking in the DHA and sticking in the prednisone and so forth. With respect to hair loss, I don't believe you're going to lose any hair that you wouldn't have normally. Now, that might sound kind of cavalier for me because my hair keeps getting thicker as I age for some strange reason. But you're not going to induce hair loss you wouldn't have otherwise. It's just going to happen faster.
Right. But so, DHT is the culprit for putting the follicle to sleep. And progesterone reduces biosynthesis of 5-alpha reductase. And we know that that's the pathway that we siphon testosterone off into DHT. And I just feel like if I would have stayed on HCG, I was on HCG for a little while and then I stopped. I don't know why. And the reality is that once I stopped about 6 months later, that's when I started noticing, you know, I just don't feel as good as I used to. And mm-hmm. I started to see the receding hairline. I mean, it was very definite. It was like, holy crap, what's going on here? And I really think for me personally, not for other people, that the lack of not using the HCG the way I was supposed to. And I was using your protocol back then, by the way. I was doing 125 IUs a day. Everybody else was doing 1,000 IUs a week, 1,000 IU boluses. And I had read your work early on, and I started using it. And I thought, you know, it makes more sense than this big bolus, and they want you to do a depot. So it takes, 18 days for it to release. It's like, nah, just take a little 125 IUs a day and that's it. But I think for me personally, I stopped producing enough progesterone and I think my DHT levels went up. That's for me personally.
Yeah, and that is the only place that I use progesterone in the practice because in men, progesterone, and this is all discussed in the paper that you now have exclusive use of, is that the same place to use progesterone is topically applied to the scalp because it does inhibit hair loss, along with finasteride. That's the only place they use finasteride,
right,
is topically applied to the scalp. So we have about four different mixes that we use with different patients. You got to try different things, see what works. But progesterone is a highly feminizing hormone in men. And I know some doctors are using it successfully in their patients. I'm just not into it. In females, progesterone opposes estrogen, especially at the uterus with respect to risk of cancer and fibroids and so forth. But in men, progesterone is very feminizing. It can cause gynecomastia. It powerfully inhibits testosterone production. Inhibits the conversion of testosterone to DHT. DHT is not a bad thing. It's been treated as a bad thing since probably the radical feminism of the 1970s. But DHT is actually a very good thing, and the ability to convert testosterone to DHT is important in men who are not on testosterone replacement therapy, because when your body notices testosterone dropping, you'll find an increase in DHT, because DHT is several times more androgenic. The body needs to be able to increase that conversion. In my 24-hour urine panel from Rank Consulting Labs that I use, it's a THE to 5-alpha, a THE ratio I look at, to get a good idea of what the intracellular 5-alpha reductase enzyme activity is, which is the enzyme that converts testosterone into DHT. I get a better idea than a serum DHT is pretty much worthless. If you get a urine DHT cholesterol in 24 hours, that's a lot better, but I really want to know the activity of the 5-alpha reductase enzyme inside the cells, and you find that progesterone powerfully inhibits that. So if you're not on testosterone replacement therapy and you're taking saw palmetto or you're taking progesterone or something like that, and your body, when your testosterone is dropping, your body cannot compensate for the by increasing DHT to get more androgen going. And this is what happens. A lot of guys who come in, they think they have the post-finasteride syndrome, and I evaluate them. I have the great news for them that they don't have post-finasteride syndrome. They just happen to become hypogonadal while they're on finasteride or dutasteride. So our body could not compensate with more DHT to make up for it. Uh-huh. So we get them off it. Usually they have to go on testosterone replacement therapy because the original problem is they're not making testosterone anymore. But it really exacerbated the situation because they couldn't compensate by making more DHT because they're blocking it with one of these 5-alpha reductase inhibitors.
Interesting. And I know that you are not a proponent of deuterosteroid or finasteride because you feel that it has a long half-life and it can actually cause healthy men to lose their libido, right?
And not just no, but hell no. I've had grown men sitting in my chair in front of my desk crying, sobbing over what that stuff did. We don't know why. Dr. Eugene Shipp and I discussed it at length. There's some epigenetic effect that goes on when you take that. Some guys can take one single dose and be trashed from it. I did a deposition against Merck Pharmaceuticals a few months ago for a post-masteroid case. They're kind of trying to make fun of me for believing in this stuff. Until I told them, we've had suicides in the group. You still want to laugh about it?
Wow.
So it's not funny. There are several hundred thousand men around the world who have their lives completely trashed by that medication, and you don't know when it's going to happen. They could have been taking it for years, and then suddenly it broke them. There are guys who take it one dose, and it destroys their lives. I'm sure Merck Pharmaceutical is more interested in screening men for the contraindications to use of their medication. I hope that day comes.
Yeah. We have to take a break. I just want to close with one comment. And that is, for those of you, I keep talking about progesterone. If you look at the molecule of progesterone and you look at the molecule of finasteride, they're almost identical except for one little deviation in one of the side chains. So
that's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and I know for a fact that men who have thinning hair, you have to give it time, but you can rub like a 1% progesterone cream into your scalp, not go overboard with it. And it takes about 6 months, and you'll start to see follicles coming back. If your hair loss is DHT, if it's DHT related, yes.
Yeah, it takes time because of the long cycle of the hair.
Yeah.
But that's where it's ketoconazole and spironolactone and progesterone is my standard mix. That's what we get from Empower Pharmacy to inhibit hair loss. It really works great.
Before we go into the break, you've got a new website. It's johnchrysler.com or drjohnchrysler.com.
DrJohnChrysler.com. Yeah, I'm taking on female patients now. The adrenal and the thyroid just the same, so I'm doing the sex hormones too. So all things male is a coded site, so we went to a drag-and-drop site to enable to add papers and information more quickly. So now it's www.DrJohnChrysler.com. AllThingsMale.com is still there, but the updates are really coming on the new site.
And the thing to be aware of is the paper that you can get for free for a limited time at superhumanradio.net is something you may want to not only read, but walk into your doctor's office. If your doctor has you on testosterone therapy, and that's it, you renew your prescription of your gel, or you go in once a week for a shot, or God forbid you go in once every 2 weeks for a shot. I feel bad for you if that's your deal. But walk in with this paper and say, hey, look at this. I think I should be on HCG. And hand them the paper. Because there's something else. Dr. John does consults for people. He helps you interface with your physician. Can they sign up for that at the drjohnchrysler.com website?
Yeah, I'm happy to consult with doctors. I like to talk to the patient privately first and get the feel for what they're about and look at their labs and so forth. But I'm always happy to talk to doctors afterwards. I also have an advice-only consult where they can get 30 minutes where we just talk about stuff. They can get their labs done remotely through, you know, any of the other services. Also, guys have an amazing ability to come up with medications when they need to. So I've got a number of guys I just direct their care remotely through an advice line consult. It's very inexpensive, and I can usually solve these cases in 30 minutes through one advice line consult.
There you go. So check it out. DrJohnChrysler.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back talking more about HCG. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. John Chrysler. We're talking about HCG. You know, I almost feel like if you're on testosterone replacement therapy and you're not on HCG, you're really, really, really making a big mistake. And I'm saying this for my own. I am ordering HCG after this show today.
Glad to hear it.
Well, because, you know, and I've known it, but it's just, I don't know, it's just one more thing I have to do. You know what I mean? It's like, that's how I kind of look at all this stuff, but I am definitely ordering it. So there's going to be a paper available at superhumanradio.net. Just by opening up the homepage, you'll see a pop-up, and it'll be for this free report. And this is the revision to the original HCG protocol that became known as the Chrysler HCG protocol, because it was so different than what other clinicians and physicians were espousing back then. They were all espousing, and you know why they were doing this? Because it was a carryover from female fertility. So when you're a woman You go to a fertility clinic, they have lots of arrows in their quiver. You know, they actually have, you know, progesterone injections, and they have this and they have that. And one of the things they have is HCG. And when they give a woman a shot of HCG to try to prepare her to get pregnant, they give her like 10,000, 15,000 IU bolus injection intramuscularly, because they're trying to overpower the reproductive system and get it to pay attention that this is what you want it to do. And so it's natural that a lot of these doctors that started using it with men thought, well, we just give these guys 10,000 IU shots, or at least give them 1,000 IUs a week. And wasn't there a study that showed that anything over 1,000 IUs cumulative a week actually caused Leydig cell dysfunction long term?
Great question. I get asked this all the time on the boards, and guys, when you see us on the boards, please dispel this myth. They're talking about, I get asked this all the time by patients, all the time on the forums, about Leydig cell desensitization. Well, the simple is, why will farmers logic to it? If we're applying HCG at a near normal level for its mimic luteinizing hormone, it can't possibly inhibit, because if it did, we would all be inhibited all the time, because that's the normal level of LH we always have. But when you go over, you don't reproduce more testosterone. But I still have a napkin where Dr. Eugene Shippen and I had lunch about 10 years ago, and he wrote a graph, and the graph shows on one side HCG dosing, and the other your testosterone increase. Testosterone only goes so high because you only have so many luteinizing hormone receptors on so many Leydig cells. But after that, you continue to increase your progesterone and your estrogen levels. So not only are you wasting money on HCG that you didn't need to waste, but you're also hurting yourself by taking too much. Taking too much of anything is going to be bad for you.
The bottom line is that your protocol evolved because it was a much more sensible approach to stimulating luteinizing hormone. Let's talk more about luteinizing hormone in general. Tell me more about testicular nonspecific effects of luteinizing hormone. You say that we have luteinizing hormone receptors all throughout the body. Is this why physicians look to, when they use pellets on women, they use luteinizing hormone as the target to determine if the estrogen levels are correct? Is there a relationship between that and total saturation of luteinizing hormone in the body?
Well, we can follow the levels for inhibition and so forth, but I'm just running hopefully a 24-hour urine panel and see what it's actually producing. And also, I like to get the metabolites as well, because I like the chaperoning or shepherding the hormones down the pathways that I want them, away from the bad estrogens toward the good estrogens. There are about 40 different flavors of estrogen in the body. Estrogen is actually a class of hormones. Testosterone is a specific molecule. But their estrogen is actually a class of hormones. The opposite of estrogen is not testosterone. The opposite of estrogen is androgen.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some good estrogens, we have some bad estrogens. And what we do, we use calcium deglucurate, we use DIM, and DIM is wonderful. It's not as an aromatase inhibitor, but rather to shepherd the hormones from the bad hormones to the good ones. Also, they got that terrible 4-hydroxyestrogen, which is genotoxic, mutagenic, and procarcinogenic. And if you have a methyl group deficiency, and this can happen with catecholamine methyltransferase deficiency, and we can measure this on 24 urines. If a guy has that, you can measure his 4-hydroxyestrogen and then put him through a hard workout. You notice a huge increase in 4-hydroxyestrogen because he can't metabolize it out. So we get methyl groups in from betaine hydrochloride, or even from methylcobalamin, injectable B12, we like, or sublingual, which is a compromise, but still very good. So we try to push our, if you have estrogen problems and your E2 looks okay, look at your estrone. Because a lot of times you're not converting estradiol back to estrone, and that's where it gets metabolized out of your body. So the estradiol is bad for you, up to including causing BPH, because it increases stromal proliferation in the prostate gland. So it makes your prostate hard. Mm-hmm. And grow. Mm-hmm. So we try to foster the conversion of estradiol to estrone. We do that. Vitamin D, basically the stuff that's good for you, pushes it from E2 to E1. From E1, you can break it down. But from E1, there we shepherd towards the 2-hydroxyestrone so we can get rid of it, as opposed to 16-alpha-hydroxyestrone, which is clearly carcinogenic. And this is why DIM is so good, and therefore cruciferous vegetables.
So you're saying, are you saying
so good for women?
But you're saying DIM for men, because I know women take DIM, but you're saying DIM for men as well.
Absolutely, I've noticed over the years. I've never seen a study that showed this, but it just seems to me that what's good for the breast is good for the prostate.
It's funny you should say that, because I interviewed a scientist, probably 2007, who published a paper identifying, a paper that identified the presence of prostate specific antigen in breast tumor cells. And
really,
yeah, probably 2007. The paper's probably still out there. It has to be. And I had him on just because I was fascinated by this idea that it got its name because it was present in prostate tissue and ended up becoming.
That's amazing.
It was in breast cancer too. And so what you just said circles back to that.
That's why it's fun having dinner with you. You talk to all the top people, so you get the balance. You see so much out there that we can only know that which we're exposed to. That's why it was so interesting sitting down with Elisa at dinner last week. Nothing is going to surprise me with respect to hormones. I quit being surprised by hormones about 15 years ago. So
I know the listeners are going to have this question. I want to ask it before we go into our next break. There are HCG has been bastardized because of a diet. And the HCG, you and I both agree on this. The HCG isn't the magic. It's the 500 to 600 calories a day that's the magic. But with that being said, whenever people hear HCG, they immediately think that it's a rapid weight loss diet. And we're talking about HCG as its a true purpose to affect the reproductive system in men and women. There are oral preparations of HCG out there that can be bought in GNC and places like that. I can't believe that they work. I can't. The HCG protein peptide is huge. I think it's like 34,000 Dalton. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's smaller than that. But the bottom line
Alvin
is
beta subunits, and
I mean, the bottom line of that is that you can't. That doesn't pass through any mucosal membranes, or that's too big to get through. That's destroyed by the gut. Is there any legitimate oral HCG that you've ever found?
Absolutely not. And I've challenged every compounding pharmacy that's sold that, that's ripping off people trying to sell that. All you have to do is do a pregnancy test. You could measure HCG, and no one's ever been able to do that. So it's absolutely bogus. And shame on them for doing so. We're all supposed to be on the same team here.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It's a get-rich-quick thing. People don't want to inject, obviously. Oh, I don't want to inject. So they're taking advantage of that phenomenon. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Dr. John Crisler.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So, people will be interested in HCG now, right? Some of them will go to their doctors. Some of them won't. I just looked online for HCG back in 2008 when I was buying it. It was like $30 for a 10,000 IU vial from a Canadian pharmacy. And then they hit you pretty hard for shipping. But if you bought, you know, a bunch of them, you were safe. I'm looking now. They want $200 for a 5,000 IU vial, and they're selling doctor-prescribed and doctor-supervised. It's all about diet now. The HCG diet has destroyed HCG on the internet.
Well, one, it sure ate up the HCG out of the market for a long time, though, before the compounding pharmacies ramped up to cover it. Yeah, basically, as you mentioned earlier, it's a starvation diet. A starvation diet would make you lose weight. The problem is it also causes hypogonadism or low testosterone. So the HCG just makes you feel better while you're starving. As you noted earlier, that my method of using HCG is the same as the HCG diet. And I haven't noticed it resetting anyone's hypothalamus. And I've done it with several thousand patients before. So that just simply is not happening. But there's no question that restoring your testosterone levels when you're in a starvation diet will make you feel better.
Right.
So that part is good.
But does HCG raise testosterone in women?
Yes.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Well, again, it's just a matter of removing the negative side effects of the starvation diet.
Right.
Also, I don't like it anyways because we don't want to go on a diet. We want to have a diet. I just want my people to have a lifestyle where there are things that they eat all the time, there are things they eat sometimes, and there are things which they eat rarely. So if you go on a starvation diet, all they do is slinky, and it's been shown that slinking is really bad for instance, your cardiovascular health. So I just like people to just drop a pound a week, and in a year they're down 52 pounds.
Right.
So it's not that hard to lose a pound a week. It really isn't. You get down even a couple pounds a month as long as you're going in that direction. But they just feel better about themselves because their insulin is down, their blood sugar is down. They just feel better. It's all good. Starving is painful. Dieting is painful. I don't, I'm not a doctor of no, I'm a doctor of yes. I want my guys to feel better.
Okay, so where should people start right now that are listening to the show? They've downloaded the perhaps they've downloaded the report that they got at superhumanradio.net. If they don't have a doctor to prescribe this, they're pretty SOL. So they have to go through a doctor to get this prescribed. And you prefer that the doctor work with a compounding pharmacist that's local, right?
Yeah, there's no reason to pay the big buck for the HCG for the big pharma stuff. But you have to have a good compounding pharmacy because there's a big difference in the quality of the HCG from different compounding pharmacies. They're buying it in bulk. They're lyophilizing, which means they're drying it down into a powder. And it's highly specific to the quality control of that given compounding pharmacy. So there's some very good compounding pharmacies out there. There's some that aren't quite so good.
Should women take HCG also if they're on a multi-hormone protocol, HRT? Should they be thinking about HCG as well?
I honestly don't know. That's not ever given any thought to, but I'll give some thought to that and get back to you.
I mean, if in fact the HCG can stimulate the production of testosterone in women who are on a starvation diet, and it does that in men, it very well could stimulate the production of other sex steroids. I don't think anybody's really looked at that because we just say, oh, women, HCG fertility, men, HCG, adjunct therapy for testosterone therapy.
Well, I'll be hanging out with several of the top doctors in the world with respect to your female's hormones in Tucson. On November 2nd, I start the Age Medical Management Conference off Thursday morning at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, wherever. I'm giving a couple lectures that day. I'll be giving my quantum intervention endocrinology lecture and my new lecture on laboratory testing. And I'll be hanging out with some of the top people in the world. I'll ask them that question about what they think about HCG use in women when they're on hormones.
I have a feeling their knee-jerk reaction is going to be because of the whole fertility origin. No, women, you wouldn't want to do that. But wait a minute,
not the ones I hang out with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about lab testing. What are you going to lecture about lab testing?
Well, they want an unbiased approach. The differences between blood testing and urine testing and saliva testing and following my quantum intervention endocrinology lecture, which hopefully will open some minds with respect to what laboratory testing is and is not, specifically with what normal range is and is not, that it's purely a construct of the mind. It really has little value with respect to reaching a positive clinical response in patients. So we always have to remember that 80% of our diagnosis is made purely through medical history. And there's an old saying in osteopathic medicine that labs are for doctors who don't know what they're doing, as is imaging. Of course we use them, but we don't really rely on them as much as we are. Hearing how the patient feels, mm-hmm. because that's where your answers lie. That's how you tune up your patients, is by listening to how they feel, ask them questions. I've had patients, I've talked to them for 20 minutes, and something that came out after 20 minutes finally popped the case for us.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to take a good medical history and keep asking questions and getting answers. And using only laboratory testing is only 20% of your diagnosis.
So I'm of the opinion that saliva tests should be relegated to diurnal cortisol and trusted for nothing else. Am I wrong?
Exactly. Yeah, when you see a circadian flip, objective response means something you can measure. When you see a circadian flip, which is their cortisol in the morning is low and it's high at night, that's adrenal fatigue. A circadian subjective or a feeling, a circadian subjective flip is that they have very little energy in the morning and more energy at night. Again, that's adrenal fatigue. So that's all really we can use saliva testing for. So it's going to be difficult to be unbiased during my presentation because you simply cannot effectively test sex hormones through saliva testing.
No.
I've challenged every single laboratory director in the world to go on stage and debate this with me, and nobody will take it up. So it's basically, anyways, you're just using saliva testing to verify what you already knew you wanted to do. If somebody needs to see some numbers, you can show them some numbers. But they all admit that you can't follow treatment with it. And what good use is it if you can't follow treatment?
Right.
You need to follow your treatment. So what do you use to follow treatment? Subjective report, what the patient tells you they're feeling. Well, that's what you're doing already anyways. a lot of times I skip labs in between patient visits because I really just want to hear how the patient's doing before I have them spend the time and the money on labs again when I'm going to change the dose anyways. I was taught in my training to never order a laboratory test that's not going to have the potential to change how I treat the patient.
You know, it's funny because David Zava was a friend of the show back in 2006. I interviewed him in 2006. He was very nice. He even talked about sponsoring the show. And this is when I was working with Dr. DePasquale because I had done some silly stuff.
The legendary Dr. DePasquale.
Yeah, I had been using some transdermal aromatase inhibitors that I was compounding myself, and I used them for too long and too high of doses. And basically what I did to myself was a form of androgen deprivation therapy. I had overstimulated and crashed, and my body wouldn't produce testosterone, and I was a mess for a while. And so I went ahead and had blood spot and saliva testing done at ZRT. I had total tests and SHBG because there's a formulary, as you know, that you can take total tests and SHBG and you can calculate what free test is pretty close. And then I had the saliva test. What's that? Yeah.
Pretty close.
And then I had the saliva free test because that's all you could do in saliva is free testosterone. And when I got the results back, the calculated free testosterone was, let's say, 26, but my saliva test showed it was 700.
I had a patient come back. Yeah, I had a patient present in his lab. They handed me saliva testing. I just go to the next page. I had a patient present me laboratory testosterone of 12,000 from a saliva test.
Yeah.
And I told him he should tell that particular lab. I'm not going to mention who it is. They've come up in this conversation already. And I told them to get their money back. They refused to refund their money. I said, that level has only been measured one time in one person. It was post-mortem. After a bodybuilder with emotional problems injected 10 bottles of testosterone all at once that killed him. So it's an impossible result. It's not sustainable to life, but they still charge him for that laboratory result.
So the funny thing is that David, when I actually had his email address because he had been on the show, and I emailed him, and I said, look, Dr. Zava, you know, look at this and look at that. Can you explain this? And he didn't reply. And then he never replied to any of my emails after that. To this day, he won't respond to an email of mine.
When I send a patient to the hospital to have blood drawn in the hospital by a professional phlebotomist with the best equipment, and they walk the sample across the hallway to the laboratory, we still wonder about the validity of the testing. You must always keep your mind open when reading laboratory tests. But we're going to take some blood and drop it on a piece of filter paper and then mail it across the country and think that's validity? That's nonsense. There's no question I'm a disciple of Dr. Frank Nort, who owns Ryan Consulting Laboratories. That's the finest laboratory in the world. We talk about this stuff a lot. In fact, I got a lot of information from him this upcoming lecture that I'm going to give. Even spot testing of urine in the morning. Why do that? The validity, the real value, I should say, of 24-hour urine panels is you get the area under the curve. You get to find out how much you produce in the whole day. And then you need a triple quadrupole technology to have the best mass spec. And running laboratory testing, you wouldn't think that it was. But laboratory testing is highly practitioner dependent. It's a craft. It's an art as much as a science. You have to have someone who really knows how to run that equipment. So all you can say from a given lab result is, on that day, with that given sample, and that operator and those particular bottles of reagents, that's the result that came out. It may or not be valid, and that's why we have to keep our eyes. There's a real quantum nature to laboratory testing that, if, for instance, if the scale goes to 100 and you got a result of 50, that doesn't mean you're halfway there. It just doesn't mean that. I mean, you look at the normal range. We have normal ranges now of it go from some places 600s up to 1500s. How can that be? It's the same patient population.
Right.
Through the application of same statistical methods, they should be the same. By the way, your readers, your listeners may have already noted that LabCorp has now reduced its upper range for total testosterone by a couple hundred points.
Oh, and the lower as well. The lower as well. So now, when I first started following lab work, 420 was considered the bottom for testosterone levels for men. Then it went to 380 within a few years of me playing around with this. Today, I believe someone told me it's 320. So what they're doing is they're artificially lowering the bottom of testosterone levels for men because we have such a sick population that the mean is changing.
Well, I really get off on this topic in my quantum intervention endocrinology lecture about what laboratory testing is and is not. And as we've talked at dinner the other night, laboratory testing is almost a sleight of hand sometimes. You've got to appreciate all the variables and all the mistakes that can go on and so forth. And number one, get your eyes off the piece of paper because you're not treating any kind of piece of paper. Get your eyes on the patient and find out how the patient is feeling. There are where your real answers lie.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. Let's take our last commercial break and we'll wrap this up and we'll just plug the report again. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted until my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin.com
LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Breakdown. Here.
Welcome back.
Breakdown. Hi.
Hi. So we have the paper up at superhumanradio.net. If you just visit the homepage, you'll see a pop-up. And you can click that, put your email address in, and it'll email it to you. It's a great paper. If you are on TRT, you need to read this paper. If you're on TRT, you need to give this paper to your physician and ask them to contact the compounding pharmacist and prescribe HCG for you. If you need help,
Well, go ahead. Well, I'm thinking about it, Carl. Can we get my old podcast stuff that we've done, like that Pregnenolone podcast and so forth, and bring them up again?
They actually play live on the radio station from time to time, but I can definitely rerun them. The next, hold on a second. The next time I have to rerun a show, I'll rerun one of those. Hold on.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get the Pregnenolone show up. That was a good one. The Progenitor Hormone was the name of the show. I remember it like it was yesterday. But you can go to drjohnchrysler.com if you need help talking to your physician. Or you want to consult yourself to get clear about some things that are going on with you. I had a young lady reach out to Elisa, who's been on testosterone-only therapy. Her doctor put her on testosterone-only. And she loves the way she feels. But she's getting some hair growth that she doesn't like. And I said, you know, this could very, very well be DHT related, and maybe because she's not on progesterone, she's producing more 5-alpha reductase and she's growing more hair. The reason I'm even pointing this out is because you don't have to guess. You can get in touch with Dr. Chrysler. You can sign up for a consultation. You can have all your answers without any guesswork or any brotelligence filtering through and know what you need to do. And you just have to go to drjohnchrysler.com to get started. It's so simple. Information rewards you forever. A supplement, you run out of the bottle at the end of the month. Got to buy it again. Information rewards you forever. Go ahead, Dr. John.
That sounds like teach a man to fish.
Yeah, that's right. Teach a man to fish, exactly. Or a woman. Women have to know how to fish, too. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for being on today. The paper will be up there for a while, and I can't guarantee how long because Dr. Crystal has only given it to our audience for a short time. It's actually a paper that he's going to publish, I guess, and maybe release through other avenues. So check it out. And again, drjohnchrysler.com is the place to go. And I'm off tomorrow because we don't do Casual Friday right now. But this Saturday at 12 o'clock, the first time ever, I have a Facebook Live. If you're on the Super Radio Network Facebook page, you can click the reminder for this. But I have a new project that I'm doing every Saturday at 12 noon. It's called Come At Me, Bro. I will answer any question. Nothing is off topic. I don't care. People think that's code because I used to do the off-topic radio show, which became so popular amongst bodybuilding communities. No, I'm not going to be doing off-topic, but nothing is off-topic. You bring the questions. I will answer them honestly. There will be no gratuitous cursing and vulgarity or anything like that. But I will be painfully honest about anything and everything that you want to ask me. That could be about getting older or nutrition or life in general. I've got some bumps and scars I'm happy to share. Or it could be about nutrition or the show or anything else. Every Saturday, 12 noon, facebook.com/superhumanradio network. Come be part of a really fun hour, I promise you. Dr. John, thanks so much, brother.
It is fun. Love doing your show, Carl. All the best to Lisa, too.
Well, we'll get you back on here real soon, okay? And I want
to
come back to Michigan.
I've
fallen in love with Michigan. I'm thinking I want to have a little place there someday. So there you go. All right, that's it.
You're welcome to have you.
There you go. All right, that's it. We'll see everybody Monday. We have a great show Monday with Coach Charles Staley. You're not going to want to miss it. See you then.